Welcome, I'm James Sturdivant. Today we're going to take a look at how to create projects using Visual Studio templates. Visual Studio templates are great because they do all the scaffolding for the projects for us so we don't have to write the boilerplate code. They also help us set up projects in a familiar format each time, whether that be a best practice or a team standard, allowing us to be consistent across the projects. We'll start in the File menu, where we can create new projects. Most of the time, the easiest way is through the New Project dialog. As you can get most things there, I almost never choose the other options here. So we'll get started with a new project. Once the dialog is open, we'll see a variety of options. We're most interested in the templates, as we want to start a brand new project. By clicking on the C# node, we'll see all the project templates that are available to us in C# language. But this is not the only templates that we have access to. For instance, if you're a game developer, you can find templates for Unity. And there's also F#, JavaScript, Python, and many more. At the top, you can sort your project by the .NET framework if you're using .NET project templates. You can also search for templates by name. For instance, if I type console, you'll get a list of all the type of console projects I have access to, including the Azure Web Job console project template. The next cool feature in the dialog is the samples. If you haven't installed any yet, you may not see any listed. These are great for learning a new library or framework. You can see a sample on how to program C# or a full end-to-end ASP.NET sample. So far, I've only shown you the out-of-the-box templates that ship with Visual Studio, but there are thousands of other templates and samples made available by the community. Here you'll find templates for everything from IoT projects to React.js starter kits. You can also find samples on how to accomplish specific tasks, such as how to make a transparent bitmap in F#. Let's create our first project using a template. Because I'm an ASP.NET geek, we're going to create a new web project. You can rename the project and also where it lives. Visual Studio creates a solution file for the project and groups all the projects together. This allows you to keep your code in separate libraries, but edit them under one roof. You also automatically add the project to source control, which is always a good idea. This screen is a great example of the wizards that project templates can have. They allow the template to gather just a bit more information about what you're building, so they can set it up in the best possible way. As you can see here, they can be quite complex. I'm going to add a unit test project to my solution, because testing is always a good idea. I could also auto-deploy right to Azure through this wizard. And Visual Studio is off creating our project for us. This takes a few seconds, and since this is the first project we have created, we are prompted to select our favorite version control. I'm going to choose Git. As you can see, the project has been scaffolded out with a ton of files and folders for us in the solution folder. If we open up one of the folders, we'll see that the project is created, and you can see the solution structure, and also that Visual Studio has created a Git project for us, including a Git ignore. Most of the templates you use will be functional right out of the box. As you can see, when I launch the website, I get an MVC site that has placeholders for me to get started. And now we've created our first Visual Studio project. As you can see, it was really easy to get started with new projects, and there are plenty of ways to get new templates for any project that you're working on, whether it's C#, Python, Node.js, etc. We didn't have time to cover it today, but you can also create your own templates, which is very powerful. Check back for a later video on how to create your own. We will see you next time when we cover how to install extensions. Leave any comments or feedback, especially around topics you want to see. Happy coding!